Hello everybody and welcome to the latest DLRP roundup. What we're going to do today is we're going to take a little look at wait times, crowd forecasts and extra magic hours at Disneyland Paris for February, March and April. So we are a little bit further ahead just now and we can kind of see what's happening at Disneyland Paris for the next couple of months. So it's always worth us taking a little bit of a look and figuring out what is happening, what we're interested in, what we're not interested in. So, once we leave January, which is a quiet season and has seen the launch of the Pirates and Princesses Festival. Is that a festival? Pirates and Princesses? Yeah, I'm going to call it a festival. It is a festival of Pirates and Princesses. And of course, it has the Star Wars Galactic event on just now as well. So, this whole period is basically covered and it ends in the March. So, most of it ends in the March. So, we'll cover that off when we get to it and we'll see what the crowds are telling us. So, first of all, we can see that in February, we start off with very low crowds, and we have very low crowds most of the way throughout the month. The only exception to that throughout the month is possibly the weekends, especially the Saturdays. The Saturdays are busy, and that's mostly because the French schools are off and French families are looking for something to do, and anybody who has an annual pass is a good way to waste some time. So they will be a little bit busier. It does actually get quieter throughout the month of February. It ends up very, very quiet at the end of February, which is the reverse to what happens most months. We know that a Sunday morning, certainly from about 11 o'clock onwards till about 4 o'clock, can be quite busy in Disneyland Paris. So a Saturday will be very busy, but a Sunday will be a little bit busy. What we also know is the park is opening at 10 o'clock, as it does most days. Both parks will be opening at 10 o'clock, with extra magic hours being from 8:30 in the morning until 9:30. So that's always a good way to start your day if you have it on your Infinity Annual Pass, or if you have it on your park tickets from your Disney hotels. We know that the park is closing very early in February, and that's because it gets dark very early. So when it gets dark very early, they can run illuminations earlier. When they can run illuminations earlier, it definitely means that they will, and they will close the park off and save some money that way. The crowds are not very big in February, and because the crowds are not very big, there's no point in having the park open for hours and hours and hours to try and dissipate crowds. Once we push out of February and move into March, we still have low crowds, lower than normal crowds. However, they begin to pick up at the start of March. We begin to look at some French holidays, some little British holidays, and we start to pick up into the main seasons of Disneyland Paris. It also is, strangely, the time that other theme parks start to open, so Alton Towers and Blackpool Pleasure Beach and things start to open. So around this time, we go into season in theme parks. And what we can see is the parks, while they go up to medium crowd, are open that little bit longer, till 7:30, 8 o'clock, and sometimes the odd 9 o'clock, which gives us time to dissipate some of the crowds over a couple of extra hours of the day, which ultimately should make your waits a little bit less, or you should be able to cram more in. So, extra magic hours are 8:30 till 9:30 again, and there's nothing exceptional there. The busiest days will be the Saturdays, and Sunday will have a little bit of busyness, and the occasional Friday afternoon, Friday night will be busy, but overall it will not be too bad. If we take a quick flick and we have a look at specifically the 22nd, which is where we are going to have the 22nd of March, we're going to have the Pirates and Princesses party, where the park shuts at 8, it changes at 8. Across the Pirates and Princesses Festival, it goes on till kind of midnight. So that is what we're seeing there. Extra magic hours 8:30 to 9:30, opens at 10, closes the main park at 8, and then obviously we move into the party, and we will be at the party and bring you live coverage of that party. We have a team of three is going. So I say we have a team. They are me and my two friends. So me and my two friends are a team for that evening, where we'll try and cover as much as we can, get some fantastic photos and get them up online as quick as we can, along with any videos of what might happen at the event. I've done a podcast that you can see a couple of days ago on Pirates and Princesses and the season, so it'll be a little bit of that, and then hopefully I'll be doing one on the event prior to it, and then I'll be obviously doing the event when we're there, which will be exceptionally exciting. As we push out of March and we move into April, again the crowd level picks up a little bit, but the park starts to open later and later at night, and this is caused by the fact that it is very, very light at night in April, and because of that they can't run the fireworks until it's dark, because you can't project on a light castle. You can, but it's not very good. So the park begins to open until 10 o'clock at night, and the studios remain open until 7. The extra magic hours remain at 8:30 to 9:30 throughout the entire month in both parks, which is fantastic because it basically can't be beat by any Disney park anywhere. There's not that many extra magic hours on offer. I noticed we've moved away from calling it extra magic hours and we've started calling it extra magic time. You can call it whatever you like, I don't really care. It's not an argument I want to get into. You can see from Saturday the 6th that we start to enter high and peak crowds. High and peak crowds do not necessarily refer to the amount of people wandering the park, but refer to the amount of weight you will have at the park. And that's mostly because at this point, once we get into April, there are going to be people off school, there are people travelling, people are in peak season, people start going on holidays. And because of that, we also have some April holidays that start to run in from kind of the 8th all the way through, when it sort of peaks as we go through the month, all the way through until kind of the end of the month, where we drop down again on the 22nd. You can obviously, and then at that point it just turns to weekend busyness. We don't have much further a few, but we, based on last year, we're getting longer hours this year, the same amount of extra magic hours, and we're seeing the parks generally a bit busier. What we can say is, with the Hotel New York taken out of the mix, it means that there should be a higher proportion of people staying in different Disney hotels, and certainly if they go to the Newport Bay Club, they're being offered just now a couple of extra fast passes, and they're being offered kind of that on that premium destination sort of thing. So there may be more people trying to use fast pass queues, which has an impact on the standby queues. The wait shouldn't be too long though. April isn't going to be a terrible month. It is a really fun month to be in Disneyland Paris. One of the interesting things that we're going to see shortly is when we get to the May, June and July, because that is where we're going to start to have a look at the Marvel events coming in, and we're going to start to see a little bit of promotion from some of the bigger movies that are coming out from Disney, and whether or not they have an impact on the parks. We can look kind of to the years previous and take our inspiration from the years previous to find out what's going to happen. And we know that obviously as we go into summer, you do get longer park times, but you also incur longer waits, especially in Fantasyland. This is very much an informational podcast rather than any news, and I don't have any more news to share with you today apart from we are doing successful on the podcast and more people are listening, so thank you very much. This podcast will be accompanied by a video where it is really just me scrolling through the crowd calendar, so you can watch this video on YouTube pretty much the same time you can get the podcast. It's lovely if you would go onto YouTube and subscribe. We have our own Disneyland Paris Magic by Numbers group. You can follow us on Twitter at DLRP Roundup, and you can find us at DLRP Roundup on Facebook as well. We also DLRP Roundup on Instagram, DLRPR I should say, on Instagram. Please feel free to follow us, please feel free to comment and subscribe, and please feel free to leave an iTunes review, because the iTunes reviews really do help us, and to be honest, my ego needs pushed a little bit. I've been Graham, and that's been a Roundup. Goodbye.